Your life. Finn hears his own voice whispering. He finds that he wants to answer. Without realizing it, he's been on the move, a thickening layer of snow beginning to coat him. In his arms is about 100 pounds of dead weight. Long, ice-encrusted hair whips into his face and stings his nose and cheeks. He knows better than to handle someone who might be badly hurt, but he's got to get her out of the storm. There's a warm, wet spot on his chest, from where blood has dribbled from the back of her head. She has a possible concussion and maybe even hypothermia. Her breathing is a touch ragged. Sticks are snagged in her clothing as if she's run through the deep woods. The trail is quickly being covered over, and he's having a hard time following it. There's no way to stay focused. He's weaving and only knows he's gone off track when he feels the slight incline as he totters up onto the snow-thickened scrub. Soon he won't be able to tell the difference. He has no cell phone. Everyone in his world is within 100 yards of him at almost all times. Nobody ever needs to get a hold of him that desperately, and he worries about how easily he might become dependent on it. Calling Judith or Duchess in the middle of the night just to hear the sound of their voices. Or if he gets turned around on the paths, suddenly snapping the phone to his ear and asking Murph, "Hey, I think I'm lost. Can you come find me?" Murph answering, "What the shite, man? You're 12 feet away. I could piss and hit your shoes." But in Three Rivers, cell phones are pretty much a moot point anyway, because there are no relay towers. Some of the girls climb up onto the dorm roof and shout, "I've got 2 bars. 1, 2, I've got none. 1. Duchess chases after them with ladles, wrapping the backs of their legs. It's what he sees. Now he's bringing